Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. These days, salt does not quite have the impact that it had on people in Jesus' time. You know, for us, salt, you know, it's a little shaker that you put on some of your food to increase its flavor, and then your doctor yells at you for using too much of it. You know, that's what salt is. It's just a spice. But in the ancient world, salt was far more than a spice. It was the principal way of preserving food. If you didn't have salt, you couldn't preserve fish and meat in general. And so salt was very, very important, to the point of, you didn't have salt, you're probably going to starve. And so, when Jesus says, if salt loses its taste, he's not just talking about salt being blah. It's not doing what it's supposed to do. And it is absolutely good for nothing. You would use it to try to preserve your food, that wouldn't do it. So it's simply not good for anything. Throw it away. It's better to throw it away than to even use it and it have no effect. What are we? We're salt. And salt is not meant, and Jesus is saying, just to provide a little bit of flavor. It is to bring life into the world. Now, we don't do it ourselves. God does it through us. But that's part of our job as Christians, is to help be channels of God's salvation into the world. And if we don't, do that, we're useless. In fact, worse than useless, we might be leading other people to damnation. So, be salt. Be good salt. And then we are the light of the world. You know, you don't have light, you walk off cliffs. You walk into doors in the middle of the night when you're getting up to use the restroom. You know, all sorts of things. If you don't have light, it's not good. You can't really do anything. And when you light a lamp, you don't get a 55-gallon trash can and put it over the lamp. Wouldn't that be an odd thing to do? You know, go down to R.C. Willie, pick out a perfect lamp, you know, get the best light bulbs for it, not those stupid curly-cue complex fluorescents, but a really good LED. Plug it in, and then take your nice new galvanized 55-gallon trash can and put it right over the top. People would think you're crazy, and you would be, because that's not what a lamp's for. A lamp's to give light. And so forth, we must be light to the world. Not our own light, but God's light shining through us. So that when people see us and what we say and what we do, they are led to the gospel truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.